Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Police have renewed appeals to fine two men over a bashing in Perth in February. It happened on Pier Street, leaving a 63-year-old man with serious injuries to his jaw, who says he's now too scared to go out. His brother suffered minor injuries in the attack. Detective Senior Constable Ben Giff hopes new CCTV footage will lead to an arrest.
Detectives are keen to speak to anyone who may have any information on this assault or may have any information on the males that were pictured in the CCTV. Assaults of any nature are particularly bad and we do investigate them, and we will continue to investigate any assault that's reported to WA Police.
The Prime Minister is keen to move on from the dumped submarine deal with France after he meets with the French President in Paris. He says he wants to rebuild trust and private conversations won't be made public.
Well, one of the things that I will do, and a part of keeping faith, is keeping private conversations private. I'll deal with Mr. Macron in a professional and a courteous way.
5,072 new COVID cases have been confirmed in WA, while two deaths have been reported. 217 patients with the illness are being treated in our hospitals, and 10 of them are in intensive care. We're being told to be extra careful on our roads with school holidays starting in WA. The RAC's Rhys Herron says drivers need to be alert, especially in regional areas.
More cars on the road does mean more risk of a crash, so motorists should be extra patient and put safety at the top of their to-do list.
In sport, the first cricket test between Australia and Sri Lanka is over on day three, with our team winning by 10 wickets. And Geelong's Mitch Duncan hopes he's made family and fans proud, with the defender set to play his 250th game tomorrow. The 31-year-old from Perth says there is plenty left in the tank.
Body's feeling really good this year. As I said before, I missed last year with unfortunate incident, PCL, but body's feeling good at the minute and looking forward to the second half of the year.
Listener.